Next patient is Cheryl Chastain, C-H-A-S-T-A-I-N. This is a consultation. Requested by Dr. Ashok Verma, reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation, evaluation for elective surgical studies and radio frequency ablation. History of patient is a 76-year-old plus and female with a history of atrial fibrillation period. Patient underwent cardioversion. However, patient has recurrence of atrial fibrillation period. Patient also has a history of aortic valve replacement in 2004 period. Patient is complaining of shortness of breath, decreased exercise tolerance associated with atrial fibrillation period. Referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation and substrate modification for atrial fibrillation period. Past medical history, atrial fibrillation, aortic valve replacement, hyperlipidemia, obesity period, allergies, no non-drug allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use, current medication, aspirin 81 milligram daily, Coumadin, digoxin, period, review system in a past surgical history, aortic valve replacement, gastric bypass surgery, hiatal hernia, and knee replacement period. Review system in general, denial, reason, weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Now, as per history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdomen, no history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated, no history, arthritis, neurological, no history, seizure, so TIA. On examination, blood pressure 130 over 76, pulse is 70, respiration 16, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is irregular, 1 over 6, systolic murmur, head of the sternum border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, no romantic, ball sound estimated, no edema. Clinical impression number 1, atrial fibrillation, number 2, history aortic valve replacement, recommendation, patient's atrial fibrillation failed, cardioversion period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies on radio frequency ablation, substrate modification for atrial fibrillation. Procedures can be benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, pulmonary vein, stenosis, and even death period. The patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70% to 80% and sometimes need more than one procedure period. Meantime, I'll stop the patient's digoxin and will start amiodarone 200 milligram daily period. Please send a copy to Dr. Ashok Verma. Consultation date is 7/25/22.